Joey Wright has departed as the Adelaide 36ers coach as of yesterday. He's been an icon of the NBL. He's coached 500 NBL games. He's coached a championship with Brisbane. And he has been one of those that has contributed so much to the growth factor of the NBL over time. As of yesterday, he's departed as the Adelaide 36ers coach. Reading the tweets that are attributed to Kevin White on his Twitter handle are a little worrying. The Adelaide 36ers have put out a statement. They're investigating the comments made in tweets from co-captain Kevin White, but it takes the allegations seriously and will investigate further as part of an ongoing review, but no further comments will be made until the conclusion of the review. Joey Wright's been good enough to give us some more of his time. Welcome to you, Joey. Great to have you on the program. I appreciate you joining me.
Yeah, thanks for being on in light of the situation.
So these tweets that are attributed to Kevin White, you've obviously read them, and they're disturbing, they're bizarre, and yet they don't necessarily... They're a surprise to me because I have seen guys that, you know, would give their heart and soul for you and have done over so many years. When I talked to Mitch Creek, he has 100% great stuff to say about you, Joey, and yet here you are departing as the coach of the 36ers. Explain it all to me if you can.
Well, you know, the departing had nothing to do with Kevin's comments. It's just an opportunity now that I'm not the coach for anyone weak out there to come at me because I really don't have a voice or a stance or anything anymore. I'm just a regular Joe at this point in time. But look, those comments were made. Every team has comments they make behind closed doors. We had a team that wasn't cohesive. And my attempt to bring them cohesive, there was a lot of messages about, you know, coming together and a lot of tough messages about, you know, them liking each other and them hanging out with each other and them trying to do the right thing. The comments that were in a private chat message between coaches is an area where coaches go to vent. We go there to vent. We go there to say stuff. Players have their chat messages that, you know, if it was published, it would just look disastrous. It'd defame everybody. And we have a chat group with coaches and players both in it that I could put out messages that would make every single player on that team look like an idiot. And that's just not what you do. That's not what you do because they're going there to vent. They're going there to, you know, crack jokes. Some of the stuff we say in those things are just with that. And we put a disclaimer in there that this is not for public use. This is only private and it's never to be published. Disgruntled coach and Darren Golley, which is a disgruntled coach, sent that over to the players. And that's extremely disappointing.
It is disappointing. I've been part of team environments, obviously, where what gets said in locker rooms stays in locker rooms. And what gets said in private chats with players normally stays in it. It disturbs me that this would happen, Joey, and it's probably the first time that it's ever happened in your career.
It is, you know, with you know, it's kind of a change in times too. You know, before all the messages usually in a room with just coaches and players and you don't have, you know, but now with phones and stuff, you know, all our information's disseminated through our WhatsApp group. And it's just disturbing that someone would go in there and take a private message out of there and take it out of context. I mean, I even say in there, too harsh, which is a joke that we use after we say something we know that's wrong to say. And it was absolutely wrong to say, but it was only joking. And for them to take it out of context just shows you the dysfunction I was dealing with this year.
So did the Adelaide 36ers management group now have a chat to you about trying to resolve this? Because the last thing the Adelaide 36ers need, but they need to sort this out because having coaches depart like this and having a club that has players that are prepared to do this, I don't necessarily think it's the way to go, even if this is the new modern time with mobile phones. This is not good for the club right now, I don't think.
Well, it's definitely not good for the club, but, you know, as far as my relationship with the 36ers, I don't think they dislike me and I don't dislike them, but I don't think we'll be having any conversations about anything. Kevin White's an employee of theirs, so they have to deal with Kevin and I'm sure they'll deal with Kevin and talk to him and do whatever investigation they want. I mean, I don't know what they're investigating because, once again, I don't work for them anymore, so that's not really something that I'll be engaging with them about.
So when they move forward without you, they don't ask for a debrief from you as to the way that you see that their future should lie? Because even though you have parted company, it would seem wise to me that a 500-game NBL coach like yourself should have his brain picked by an organisation like the Adelaide 36ers to get an understanding of where their flaws might be.
Well, that's their choice to do or not to do. You know, once I'm chain of command didn't suggest that. So, I'm not going to try to tell them what they should do and shouldn't do. They have their leadership. I mean, throughout the year, I've never been one to ever be quiet in an organization. So I've always voiced what I thought we need to be better at. So they probably already have a clear understanding of what I want to say or what I would say.
So why would Kevin White put these tweets out there, given you're going, he's staying, and there doesn't seem to be a win in it for me, the way I'm looking at it, for Kevin White?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I actually, my exit conversation with Kevin White was all about apologizing to him for probably putting him under tough circumstances. I expected him to come in here and be a leader amongst his team, and he kind of stood back. And, if I told, the media or public the reasons why he told me he stood back, he wouldn't look that great. But I'm not going to do that. I'll never, ever, ever betray a player's confidence or another coach's confidence. What they say to me will always stay with me. And so I'm not sure why Kevin would do that. And, I would never do that to him, even though he's, done that to me.
Is this just a little minor blip on your radar, or will this affect you going forward? Because you're a career coach. I presume you're going to want to coach someone else, maybe in this league or maybe in another league, and those people that are interviewing you might look at these tweets.
Yeah, they might. I mean, that's what's disappointing. You go through 500 games and do the right thing and try to care for people and work hard for people and go the extra mile. And, yeah, it was a lot of tough messages said this year because it was a lot of tough situations we had to deal with. In the comments, he's responding to my comments about the players and he's not going to let his players be attacked or whatever. I said in those comments that it was my inability to get through to those players. It was my fault. I said that clearly, that it was my fault for not getting through to them. I told them throughout the year that it was my fault for not being able to get the message through to them about what team cohesiveness is and playing together was. And I told them throughout the year, that's my fault. I have not been able to sell. I've said it to our ownership group. Hey, I have not been able to sell these guys. They are not buying what I'm selling. I've said that throughout the year. And that's my fault. And I told them that was my fault.
So when did you first realize you had a culture or a commitment issue?
Probably in preseason when I tried to room guys together that I knew probably had some obvious differences. And they, you try to put them in. One of the tricks we'll do as coaches, and a lot of coaches know this, we'll try to put them in close proximity to one another. And they all snuck out and stayed in the rooms where they were more comfortable with. 2 weeks later, I realized that they wasn't rooming in the rooms that I put them in. And I was like, okay, we're going to have to get on top of this because these guys aren't really taking time to really come together. But that's just, that's what you do as coaches. And once again, I've tried every technique I could. It was out of my wheelhouse. Maybe a better coach could have brought them together, but I couldn't bring them together. And that's what I told them throughout the year.
I'll let you have the last word, Joey. The 30 seconds or so before you depart, for 36ers fans, perhaps, to hear from you. What's your message going forward, if you'd like to put one message out there that gets quoted in the paper in the Adelaide Advertiser tomorrow?
Just that I've never done anything to ask a player to do anything that wasn't to the benefit of winning or excelling or becoming a better individual. And I've never done that, never will.
Joey, 500 games worth, a championship. You've been an icon of the NBL. I do wish you the best of luck, and hopefully this is only a minor speed hump in your journey to become a coach of greatness somewhere else. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Joey Wright, who departed the Adelaide 36ers as coach yesterday, tweets from Kevin White have sent the Adelaide 36ers scurrying to give a statement. And that statement is the Adelaide 36ers are investigating comments made in tweets from co-captain Kevin White. Club takes the allegations seriously and will investigate further as part of an ongoing review. No further comments will be made until the conclusion of this review. You're with Dwayne's World.